I had always thought playing with toys for a living would be the best career in the world. So it was already kind of a dream career of mine. And I entered this contest and I happened to get a spot in the contest and I won a job.
Were there prerequisites?
The main thing that really stood out to me was I had to submit a video of why I wanted to be a master model builder. And you can still find that on YouTube. I definitely feel that with my creativity and my passion for the product, I could inspire future generations of designers, of engineers, of really anybody who likes to tinker and do the same things that I do.
When you were a kid, did you tear things down or did you build it and say, you know, I want to keep that? I'll have to get some more.
I was more of the upgrader. I always upgraded my sets with the things that I had. So, in a way, I built up everything that I had. I would build my own little bases and forts for all my action figures, but then I'd also build really big, elaborate just displays and dioramas for all of my minifigures and all of my little Lego characters.
What's the most complex thing you've tackled so far?
Our new addition to our Miniland display. We have a display of Chicago at the Discovery Center, and we have over 25 different buildings made entirely out of Lego bricks. And we just added a new section this year. We added O'Hare Airport and Soldier Field Stadium to our display. And we had over, I think there's about 4,000 minifigures just in that section alone in the stadium, and with all the fans cheering on the football players. And it was very, very intricate installing all the lights and getting the whole podium set up and just looking like the other half of the display.
How do you approach building? Do you do a plan before you start, or do you just sort of create on the fly?
A lot of the builders that I know, a lot of the master model builders around the world, we all start in different ways. Personally, I like to start with a pile of bricks in front of me. I have over 2 million Lego bricks in my workshop alone that I get to fiddle with and use to create some of the larger sculptures and some of the buildings that we have in the display. But I like to start with a pile of bricks in front of me. Then I transfer that idea to one of our computer programs where I will be able to render and figure out how many pieces are in the actual build and order my parts if I don't have those particular parts through those programs and through that software.
How many master builders are there around the world?
Well, we keep growing in size. We just added two more this year in Phoenix and Michigan. My last count was we were at 13.
And when you get together, what do you talk about?
The master model builders around the world actually collaborate on projects quite frequently with our shops. We have larger studios and different coasts of the United States in Florida and then in California. And then we have a really big shop in England and Germany and Billund, and then also by any of the other Legoland theme parks that are opening up. What we'll do is we'll either send designs to them or they'll send designs to us, and they'll build with the parts that they have at their shop, or we'll build with the parts that we have at our shop. And we also contribute to any new openings that happen to spring up throughout the year.
There are lots of other block assembly kinds of things out there. There's Kinex, there's Duplo, there are Lincoln Logs. But there's something about Legos that has attracted this sort of passion that there would be a group of master builders and there would be destination centers like the Legoland Discovery Center in Chicago. What about Legos makes it that way as opposed to a kind of block that doesn't quite attract that organized activity?
I see Lego as just an amazing company. They've stuck through a lot of trials and tribulations throughout the years with factories burning down, with just some of the ups and downs of the economy. They've always been true to their product. And since the invention of the Lego brick, it's really paved the way for so many building toys. And I really feel like that's where a lot of it started.
Are there data or is there scholarship out there that quantifies the creative benefits to childhood development from Legos?
Lego can help with just all different facets of education, whether it's math, whether it's engineering. There's so many different ways that Lego can be applied to different projects for school. I used Lego throughout my life, throughout my career in school, throughout elementary school, and it helps inspire creativity.
You're partly responsible for developing new exhibits and models for the kids who visit the center in Chicago. How do you go about that? What do you say they need to see or would like to see? Obviously, you just added the Chicago edition to the city of Chicago, but what brings up a great idea?
Lego is always coming out with new themes throughout the year, throughout the months of the year, there'll be different themes coming out, and we definitely follow suit with some of those themes, and we try and produce a product that matches that theme. So let's say we want to install something that's centered around city, so the theme of city, you know, with garbage trucks, police, firemen, robbers, you know, anything like that, we will then take those themes into account when designing, like, let's say, a new room, a new build activity. And that's where we draw some of that inspiration from, is what Lego is currently working on and what we can provide as an entertainment destination.
You said your workshop has millions of blocks. How do you arrange them so that you can get them? I mean, you don't want chaos. You want a little bit of order here before you start with the pile in actual creation.
I actually use bolt and nut organizers for, like, let's say, a garage or like an auto body shop. And I organize it by color, by size, and we go by the Roy G. Biv spectrum. And we have that all laid out along the wall. So when the guests look into my workshop, they just see a blast of color and just all these different varieties of bricks and all different shapes and sizes. And it's stunning when you see it for the first time. I mean, it's kind of an old hat to me now. I walk in and it doesn't have the same effect all the time. But when you walk by the workshop sometimes, you know, I definitely sit and look and think, wow, that's a lot.
What do the kids tell you about what you've done?
Oh man, I hear kids come up to my window all the time and tell me, like, oh my gosh, this is so amazing. How many pieces are in here? What does it take to be a master model builder? And they just really love the grand scale of everything and how big some of our sculptures can get. I mean, we have buildings in our Miniland display that are over 11 feet tall, with the Willis Tower and Hancock Building being two of the tallest in the actual display.
What gives you more pleasure, the act of creating itself or the reaction you get?
I like creating the most. I definitely like the feel that you get right after a build is finished and you just see that finished product, and you need to take a step back when some things get really big. Like if I'm making like a 6 foot tall statue and we just finished that last brick putting on top of the model, it's definitely a good feeling to have.
Other than the themes of people or city that the company puts out, do you go shopping for ideas yourself at, say, a sculpture garden or the Chicago Art Institute or other museums that have images that you would like to bring to reality in Lego blocks?
Well, we're always creating new pieces every day. I've created so many different sculptures and so many different paintings. We have the Mona Lisa, we have Scream, we have a couple other really
Edvard
famous
Munch's
paintings.
The Scream, yeah.
Some really famous paintings in the Discovery Center, and that I really like. I really like replicating, you know, pieces of art. I just did a statue with one of my model builders. I have a team of model builders that work with me, and we were practicing doing this, what we're talking about, building something that we've seen in real life and replicating it. A love statue, one of the love statues, like the one in Indianapolis at their Modern Art Museum, the really tall, really big one that they have. I've created quite a bit.
When you're building, how does time pass?
Well, the white noise of just running your hands through Lego bricks, just the white noise that you have from running your hand through a pile of Lego bricks definitely speeds up time, and you lose track of time when you're just constantly doing stack work. And I mean, I've spent 10 hours on a build, and I look up from my desk and those 10 hours have passed and I haven't even had anything to eat yet, and I haven't been drinking anything. So you definitely get in that zone, and time does fly when you're having fun and building.
David Howard is a Legoland master model builder for the Legoland Discovery Center in Chicago. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I'm Charlie Schlenker.